Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Pep, happy to have you here this morning. That might be some unusual music for you. It is Armenian music. Why am I playing Armenian music on Pep Talk? Because I'm so excited to have our friends here from Penn Arts who are about to have a world premiere of When Two of Us Meet. This is an original production with music and acting, and it was written by and composed by Emily Simonian. I hope I got that right.
You got it right.
The show is opening July 23rd this week through the weekend, and When Two of Us Meet is a world premiere. We are so fortunate to have Christine Kellogg, who runs Penn Arts here in Pensacola. The theater is located at the Gordon right there on DeVillers Street, and she has brought in so many original premiere productions just in the last few years. It's phenomenal. So as an actor, a person that's been in theater my whole life, can you tell I'm a little excited?
You can tell.
I'm very excited to have you here. And just real briefly, I'm going to give just a brief description that this says about the play. It says in 1915, during World War I, Armenia was attacked by the Ottoman Empire and approximately a million people were killed. This is the story of one Armenian family. This is a musical about beating the odds and surviving. So Emily, tell me about how did this all come about? And I'm so glad that y'all are here. And if you'll introduce your guests as well.
Sure. We're glad to be here. I'm Emily Simonian. I wrote When Two of Us Meet. We also have our co-director, Tim Casto, and our music director, Jeremy Mann. And we just cannot wait to get this up on stage and share it with Pensacola.
I think it's phenomenal. So I have a million questions. How did this come about for you? I mean, anytime you have an original play, it's really remarkable to me that from thin air, an idea comes, and then with process, with people working together, a composer comes up with the music. It's amazing to me how that all comes together. And now you have a show with this amazing story. Yeah. How did it start for you? Are you in the theater? Have you been in the theater for a while, or is this
I have
new?
Not been in the theater for a while. I'm a composer, a singer-songwriter.
Oh, okay.
And so I've written music for a while, but it was always a dream of mine to write a musical. And the story is inspired by my ancestors' true story of their immigration to America in 1915 and how they escaped the Armenian genocide. So the story was there. I just had to kind of, you know, get some historical background and background from my father about the family. And it kind of wrote itself in a way because there's a lot of truth in it.
And I understand this has a kind of a positive message that, along with it.
It does. It's not truly a story about the Armenian genocide. Mm-hmm. The events that took place happened against the backdrop of the genocide. It was kind of a catalyst for the immigration. But it's really an immigrant, you know, success story. And it's about the power of community and the resilience of the human spirit.
I saw a quote on the website, which I thought was quite beautiful in that spirit, that says, "Now when two of us meet in a crowded room or in a foreign place, our voices echo, hang on.
The miracle of our survival."
Thank you.
William Saroyan.
That's it.
Famous author.
Yes, it's a beautiful quote. So tell me a little bit about co-directing. You'll be directing with Christine Kellogg. So Jim, tell us a little bit about that. That experience.
It's been great. It's been wonderful to work with this cast and with Christine Kellogg again. And it's such a wonderful, incredible story. I just feel blessed to be a part of it.
And there's local actors, I understand.
Yes.
And
yes.
But you are not from here.
No, I'm based out of Los Angeles, California.
So this is like a real professional coming in to co-direct the show, as we jokingly say here in Pensacola. Good for you. I'm excited that you're here.
I'm very impressed with the talent in Pensacola.
Well,
it's been a great experience.
There's a great theater community here.
Yeah.
Really great. Mm-hmm. So what about you, the composer, and being the musical director? How does that work?
Well, now, Emily is the composer.
I'm sorry.
I am the musical director. Yeah. I've been
And this
working...
is Jeremy Mann, by the way.
Hi, I'm Jeremy. I've been working with Christine over the past 20 years. We were actually colleagues at UCLA in Los Angeles for a while. And then we've stayed colleagues for over the years in regional theater. And this is my first time in Pensacola, first time working at Penn Arts. And she's done such a beautiful job of bringing talented community members in, playwrights, actors, performers, singers. And yes, the experience has been incredible. Emily's done just such a beautiful job bringing this story. I mean, it's an epic story in a way, but it's also deeply personal. And at the end of the day, it really is about community and hope and how a family can prevail through the hardest of times. It's just beautiful.
And the music, we heard a little bit of Armenian music. Does it have that flavor to it in the show?
It's very eclectic in the best way. There is a lot of Armenian sort of inflected folk style music in it, but there's also pop music in it. There is
What was that?
Pop music.
Oh, pop. I thought you said pot.
No, there's no pot music.
No, there is pop music. Okay, just check my hearing there.
There's sort of a boy band vibe song, and there's a scene that takes place in Havana, and so there's sort of a salsa inflected song in it. So Emily's done just a great job of sort of bringing all sorts of musical styles that match the character's journey, you know, in terms of where they are and what they're experiencing.
It sounds really wonderful. I cannot wait to see it. The performance will be this week, the 23rd through the weekend. I have somewhat bad news, but it's good news.
Good news.
Show is sold out.
Yeah.
But here's some good news. We have some tickets to give away. So what we're going to do a little differently this time, but the way that it'll work was Christine had texted me this morning and said we have four tickets for the show on Saturday night, which is always a good night to see a performance. And if you are interested in getting the tickets, she says the first person or people who email her will get the tickets. So yay. I'm going to give you that email. So get your pens out. I'm going to give you a minute to give your pens out. The email is penartsinc@gmail.com. penartsinc@gmail.com. Four tickets for this Saturday night's performance when the two of us meet.
And if you don't win, and you're still interested in seeing the sold-out show, you can come to the Gordon on DeVillers Street 30 minutes early to see if there's any tickets that have become available. And that's usually likely. There's somebody
that can't make it the last minute, things like that. So definitely do that. And the Gordon is right there on DeVillers Street, so you can't miss it. And it's just going to be a fabulous show. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'd like to hear a little bit more about the process, how this all came together, and more about how you feel about being here in Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back on News Radio 92.3 in Informative, local, dependable. And we're back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, having a lot of fun talking to our friends from Penn Arts here in Pensacola, getting ready for the world premiere. Hear me now, world premiere of When the Two of Us Meet. And we have our original writer of the show, composer Emily, is here. We also have the director and the music director, Jim, and let me make sure I get the right, Jeremy and Tim. I keep wanting to say.
Yes, that's right.
So, tell us about the show. Someone may have just tuned in, and tell us what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. So the show follows the true story of my Armenian ancestors immigrating to America in the early 20th century. And it follows a family of five and all of the, you know, adventures that they experienced while traveling across the world and trying to assimilate into a new country, new culture. And everything that goes along with that, good, bad, and otherwise. So it's a positive story about the resilience of the human spirit with Armenian themes, but I hope that everybody can see a piece of themselves in it.
Absolutely. Well, it was a tragic story, and we were discussing at the break, it didn't really get a lot of news coverage here in America. It was something that happened that was so horrific, and it's only been in recent years that we've finally begun to understand the repercussions of what happened.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible. It's a very dark chapter of history, and not a lot of people know about it. I'm not sure why that is, but it did happen, and in Armenian culture, it's something that we talk about a lot, and there are a lot of other pieces of art that have covered the Armenian genocide, films and plays and books. So it's not, obviously, it's not new to us, but this is the first time that I'm aware of that anybody has tried to put it on stage in musical form.
Wow.
And again, I do just want to say it's not about the genocide, but that is a huge part of
it's the backdrop to the story, sounds like. But it's about the people when the two of us meet and what that means, the relationships in our lives.
Correct.
So it's going to be at Penn Arts. It's opening this weekend, the world premiere. So how long has it taken you to get to this point?
6 years.
Wow. Wow. I was going to say, this doesn't happen overnight.
It does not happen overnight. I think on average it takes 7 years to develop a musical, and even longer. So I started writing it 6 years ago, finished it in 2024, did a couple workshops and concert readings, but this is the first time it will ever be on a stage in its entirety.
Wow.
So I am very excited.
I'm excited. That gives me goosebumps. I get excited about these things. So let's just say it's a big hit, which I'm sure it will be. What's next? What happens next in the process?
I rewrite it. I know. People don't expect to hear that, but that's what's going to happen for me. I'm going to tweak it.
Yeah, tweak it with quotation marks.
Correct. Okay. Not entirely rewritten, I hope, but... Mm-hmm. Edits, right? Because this is a learning process for me.
Well, of course, and what's hard for people to understand, I think, when you're in the studio and you're writing or you're working, collaborating with your musical director and your director and everybody's got input, you bring the actors in for the first time, they're saying the words out loud for the first time, they're bringing their idea of the character, which might not be exactly what you thought, but then you hear them do it and you think, oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And then you get an audience, and the audience is a character also. A lot of people may not understand, but what I love about live theaters, the audience becomes a character. So their reactions will inform what you are rewriting, correct? I mean, have you ever done it? I mean, you said you had a couple readings, but this is the first time in front of a live audience.
Right.
And that's exciting, too.
Very exciting. Okay. We can't wait.
Okay. Yeah.
And well, you know, the central character in the play does a lot of narration, which we've directed for him to take to the audience.
Okay.
So that he's bringing them into the story.
Wonderful. I love that.
And I think that's, I always think that's a really incredible and fun thing to do because it makes the audience part of the show.
Well,
they're not just sitting there passively.
Right. In the theater, they talk about that fourth wall. So you're breaking the fourth wall when you do that, which just really makes, like you said, the audience feel like they're a part of the story because the narrator's talking right to them as if you're sitting there in their living room and someone's saying, well, here's what happened.
So it's wonderful. There's a live band that is on stage.
Great.
And since music is such an important part of the story and of the culture, it's great to sort of... intertwine that as well and have the presence of live musicians
there. Is Tom Baracco involved with this
one? Tom Baracco is involved.
Yes.
He's not involved directly with the band, but he is doing some magical work in the technical area.
Well, let's talk a bit about Penn Arts and the place that you're performing in. It's very unusual to be in a small market like Pensacola, world premiering a show. So talk about what was attractive about coming here and working with Christine.
Well, since I've worked with Christine many times, I'm always, sign me up if she asks me to do something. Yeah. And I'm particularly taken by Penn Art's mission, which is to promote and to develop new works. Mm-hmm. In fact, Meg, a little bird told me that you were part of a new play reading back in the spring.
I was.
So you know firsthand how that works. So it's a great place to share new work and especially for artists in the community to sort of bring their talents and their light to the Gordon, which is the name of the venue, the Gordon Community Arts Center, where Penn Arts is housed. So I think that's, you know, a terrific opportunity. If you're in the community and you are interested in theater, Penn Arts is a go-to place, especially if you're interested in new works.
Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of things going on at the Gordon all year round. In addition to theater, they also have visual arts. They have different kind of classes and things that you can get involved with. They teach acting classes with Penn Arts. Mm-hmm. You can become a friend of Penn Arts. Even if you're not on stage, you can actually volunteer and help out. There's so many opportunities to get involved.
Absolutely.
And that's what's really great. It is a community theater, but they're very proud because they're a professional theater.
Correct.
So the actors and the people involved do get paid, and that does make a bit of a difference because we are used to community theater, which do tons of it, and it's wonderful. But there's just a little bit more elevated, I don't know how to say it exactly, but it's professional.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
Sure.
We're talking about the show When Two of Us Meet, which is premiering. It's the world premiere. Let's see, today is what, the 21st? So two nights from tonight?
Two nights.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yes.
We can't wait.
That was a little, I don't know. Are you ready?
We are ready.
We are ready.
Okay. Yes. All right. That's much better. Do we have a list of the cast? I was wanting to be sure and mention the cast. I can look it up at the break, but I wasn't sure if we had it.
I don't have it on me right now.
Okay.
That's a great question.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that after the break. We're going to take a quick break here in a minute. But the show is going to be starting this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And do you have a matinee on Sunday as well?
We do.
We do. Okay. So the show is sold out, but you can go. You were saying that they can come.
Yes. If you come to the Gordon Community Arts Center 30 minutes in advance of performance, there may be tickets available. We can't guarantee it, but if you're interested, show up, and it's likely that there's some people who, for whatever reason, couldn't come that day. So
okay, well, there's four tickets available for Saturday night, and Christine had sent me a message saying if you're interested, just send an email to penartsinc@gmail.com, and she will pick the first ones to come in. We'll get the tickets. So I don't know if she's already given them away yet, but if you want to give it a try, penartsinc@gmail.com, and that's four tickets for Saturday night. So that should be, I'd like to sign up for that. I don't know if they're going to let me do that. But so, Emily, I'm so excited for you. What does it feel like? What are your thoughts now?
It feels incredible. I'm so grateful to Christine Kellogg and the team at Penn Arts for believing in this project and wanting to put it up on a stage. I'm just so happy, so excited. Can't wait to see it and for the next steps from here.
So exciting. We're talking about the world premiere presentation of When Two of Us Meet by Emily Simonian, who's here in the studio with us. The tagline underneath says, "We've come all this way against all odds." I love that. We'll be back in just a minute on Pep Talk. If you've got a question about the show, just text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So excited to have my friends here from Penn Art. They are a world premiere production this weekend, When Two of Us Meet. It's very exciting. It is a musical composed and written by Emily Simonian. And then we have our co-director here in the studio, Tim Casto, as well as the musical director, Jeremy Mann. And Christine Kellogg, who is the executive director at Penn Arts, is also co-directing the show. It's going to be phenomenal. It is sold out, but if you come on the nights of the show, if you come about 30 minutes early, sometimes people can't make it the last minute. There might be some openings, so it might be worth it to get a last-minute ticket. I'm definitely going to be there. So you were going to tell us about the cast. Did you bring up that cast list for
us? I have. If you can vamp a little bit, I will call it back up.
Oh, no. Okay, so in the meantime, if you're interested in Penn Arts, they're located in DeVilliers Street at the Gordon, and we have a website there that you can go to. We also have a phone number you can check in there. But you can volunteer. You can become a friend. There's so many ways to get involved. And it is a professional theater right here in Pensacola. This show will be running from Thursday through Sunday, so you can check and see if you want to stop by and see if they still have some tickets available. They are sold out officially, but you might be able to get a last-minute walk-in ticket. Did you find the cast? Nope, he didn't find it. Okay, well, I do know that Eleanor Armani is in it. My friend Scott Herring is one of my friends in it. So it's a local actors who are all wonderful.
And some non-local actors, too.
Oh,
Some Armenian-Americans.
Oh, really?
I did
not know that.
From the start, we're in the first concert reading.
Want to share their names?
Okay. Chris Graham is the lead. Adam Mashigian. Adam, I hope I said that right.
Uh-huh.
I've got the cast list.
There we go.
Ta-da.
Quick.
So Scott Herring is Abo. Ellie Armani is Shoho. Chris Graham is Alec. Adam Shijian is Aram. Larkin Kelly is Felor. And Lady Caswell, Christopher Mandel, Destiny Howard, Jacques Leger, and Elizabeth Rocco.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. When the Two of Us Meet, world premiere Penn Arts this weekend. Thank you all so much for coming in. Emily, Jeremy, and Tim, appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
This is Pep Talk.